Tune my heart to sing thy grace. Streams of mercy never ceasing call for songs of loudest praise. Teach me some melodious sonnet sung by flaming tongues above. Praise the mount, I'm fixed upon it, Mount of God's unchanging love. Here I raise my Ebenezer, hither by thy help I'm come, and I hope by thy good pleasure safely to arrive at home. Jesus sought me when a stranger, wandering from the fold of God. He, to rescue me from danger, interposed his precious blood. Oh, to grace, how great a debtor daily I'm constrained to be. Let that grace now, like a fetter, bind my wandering heart to thee. Prone to wander, Lord, I feel it, prone to leave. Here's my heart, oh, take and seal it for thy courts above.
This is that moment where I have nothing in front of me.
That's okay.
Walking in orange.
Yes. Do you have it?
No.
All right.
Wait, no, it's on the board.
Do you have it?
Yeah.
Thank you. All right. Welcome all to Parkdale United Church. We're glad to see you here today. There is no one online today. Hopefully they're watching our celebration of the 100th United Church celebration at the EY Center, and hopefully it's going as magnificently there as it is here today. We acknowledge that the land on which we gather for worship is the traditional, unceded, unsurrendered territory of the Algonquin Nation. We are grateful for their stewardship of this territory for thousands of years. Parkdale United Church welcomes all. We support and celebrate diversity, inclusion, and equity with regard to race, color, ethnicity, national origin, gender, sexuality, and level of ability. Welcome.
All right, it's my turn to talk about a few things that have been going on, and I just really have one thing to highlight. We had our auction this week, and the results are in. The auction closed on Thursday and raised over $3,500. In fact, the exact total was $3,589. So thanks to everyone who bid and donated items. There's more.
Happy to help you with the announcements, Keith. So there's a lot of thank yous, and if you look at the back of the bulletin, you'll see them. But there's thank yous, obviously, for the people who submitted items to the auction, those who helped out at the auction, both for getting things ready, getting it online, and for picking it up. There's also a huge thank you for those who helped make our picnic great. So thank you, because we all know that life at Parkdale only happens when we all help out. music at Parkdale, we are still looking for people who have something to share musically. So today you'll see we brought our eclectic family over. We welcome yours. If you'd like to participate, one piece, two pieces, I don't know, maybe Keith can get a Sunday off. No, I'm kidding. Please let Keith know. And there's a couple of things that we're looking for. Our nursery is staffed today. Can I say that? Is that okay? Our nursery is staffed today, so you're welcome to send your babies and toddlers down to the nursery. And then we have information also about our some of our summer programming, and we're still looking for volunteers for that. Thank you.
We are called to be the church to celebrate God's presence through song, prayer, and praise.
We are called to be the church to love and serve others, following the teachings of Jesus.
We are called to be the church to go out into the world to seek justice with the help of the Holy Spirit.
We are called to be the church together. We are not alone.
Thanks be to God.
Thank you, girls. And thank you, Keith and Melanie, for the beginning of our service. Happy Father's Day. And I think this is another one of those days when we have Mother's Day and we make it Christian Family Sunday. We will make today Christian Family Sunday as well, and we are celebrating that because we are being led by family today, our staff family, and we are so pleased to have you with us this morning. There are bits and pieces of our service that have been taken from the service at the EY Center, and that includes our call to worship. I wanted to just draw attention to the peonies at the front of the church this morning. The red ones, the deepest colored ones, and the white ones come from plants that have been in the family, in the Buckingham family, since my dad, who would have been 101 next Sunday, from the farm that he grew up on. And a bit of the root from those peony bushes have traveled with us. They have been in every garden I have ever had as an adult. And now both of my adult daughters have those peony bushes in their gardens, and they are on the cemetery plot where my parents are buried. And so I gathered up some peonies from the family to celebrate Father's Day for my father. So this morning, then Peter stood up with the other disciples, raised his voice, and addressed the crowd. Beloved ones of God, in the last days, God says, I will pour out my spirit on all people. Your children will prophesy, your elders will dream dreams, and your youth will see visions. On my servants, people of all genders and races, I will pour out my spirit in those days. As we come together today to celebrate the 100th anniversary of the United Church of Canada, we are once more reminded of Peter's words, for we are still called to prophesy, dream dreams, and recognize visions of our church's future. May we feel the winds of God, may we sense the power of the Spirit, and find the truth of Christ in our lives as we worship together. I invite you to join me for the opening prayer printed in your bulletin. You are known to us in many ways, O God, as Father, Son, and Holy Spirit, the Trinity, as Mother and Maker and Creator, as Christ and Redeemer and Healer, as Energy and Light and Comforter. We name you in many ways, O God, knowing that you are Holy Mystery as well as Holy Love. Come to us in this time of worship, O God, that we may know you in both familiar and surprising ways. Amen. Now, our first hymn this morning is printed in your bulletin. There are the words. Sorry. I'm getting used to new glasses with the bifocals. So if I look a little strange, that's why. Well, more strange than usual. So let's join in the singing of our first hymn, Draw the Circle Wide. Thank you.
the circle wide, draw it wider still. Let this be our song. No one stands alone, standing side by side. Draw the circle wide. Let the still point of the circle, round whom all creation turns, nothing lost but held forever in God's gracious arms. Draw the circle wide, draw it wider still. Let this be our song, no one stands alone, standing side by side. Draw the circle wide. Let our hearts touch far horizons, so encompass great and small. Let our loving know no borders, faithful to God's call. Draw the circle wide, draw it wider still. Let this be our song, no one stands alone, standing side by side. Let the dreams we dream be larger than we've ever dreamed before. Let the dream of Christ be in us, open every door. Draw the circle wide, draw it wider still. Let this be our song, no one stands alone, standing side by side. Draw the circle wide.
Our prayer of confession this morning is in unison, so please join me as we pray together. Gracious God, time and again, you sent us the gift of your Spirit. Time and again, you sent us the gift of your dreams. Time and again, you love us back into being. And time and again, we turn away from you. Gracious God, forgive us for all the times we have twisted or forgotten your good news, for all the times in which we have confused unity with sameness, for all the times we have failed to let your beloved community inspire our living, we are sorry. For the times we have tried to be the church without you, for the times we have doubted your presence and power to work in us, for the times we have believed the lie that there is not enough and we are not enough, forgive us. Take all the ways that we have fallen into hubris and fear, missing the mark as individuals and as a denomination, and in your mercy, help us to move into the future you have for us. Open our hearts, God. May your Spirit ignite your dream in us again. This we pray in Christ's holy and powerful name. Amen. Let us continue sharing with God our silent confessions of the heart. Assured of God's unconditional love, God's unfailing forgiveness, we cannot keep from singing, Halle, Halle, Halle.
Halle, Halle, Hallelujah. Halle, Halle, Hallelujah. Halle, Halle, Halle.
That is the most joyous piece of music. And I love your clapping. This morning, we are, because we have no screens, it's back to the way it used to be. So we invite you to turn in your hymn books for our next hymn. This is God's Wondrous World, 296. Because we have no program downstairs for children this morning, you are invited to stay with your families. And with that in mind, I'm going to invite the children who are with us to stay where they are this morning. I'd like to talk for just a moment to the child in all of us. Today we celebrate many things. In fact, this month seems to be a month of remembrance and celebration. It's Pride Month and National Indigenous History Month. It encompasses the 100th anniversary of the United Church of Canada, and today invites us to celebrate fathers everywhere. Now, Keith chose this morning's hymns, and they are just perfect for this Trinity Sunday. We have just sung about God's wondrous world, and at the end of our service, we will ask God to bless our homes and our families. Now, I have a question for you. When you sing, how many pay attention to the words? They're beautiful, aren't they? It's poetry. So there's so much wealth in what we sing. There's so much inspiration that feeds our faith. And this is what we are celebrating today, our faith that for 100 years has helped us grow within the United Church of Canada, where all are welcome, where we come to ask our questions and honor answers that seem a bit different from ours, but help us broaden our understanding. That brings me to the first hymn we sang this morning, Draw the Circle Wide. For me, this celebrates both our anniversary and the Trinity. It talks about God being the still point in the circle and how everything turns around that, God, the Creator. It speaks of loving hearts that form a circle around everything and everyone all through the love of Jesus. God in Jesus, our hope and Redeemer. And we sing of a dream that is larger than we could ever dream because God is able to go beyond by doing his work within us, God, the Spirit. The chorus reminds us that all points are the same distance from the center. No one stands alone. We all stand side by side as church, as family, as children of God, the Father. Now, children sitting in the pews, I have a little task for you this morning since you're going to be with us. I want you to draw me a picture. Now, we talked a couple of times this spring and into the summer about what church was like. But today, I'd like you to draw a picture of what God looks like for you. You might see God in the faces of your friends or in your family. You might see God within these walls. You might see God when you look at beautiful flowers or when you sit under a tree or when you swim in the backyard pool. But just draw a picture for me of where you see God. All right? Is that something that you can do for me? And I'd love to see them afterwards. All right. So let's pray together as a family and share the Lord's Prayer. Our Father, who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses as we forgive those who trespass against us. And let us not fall into temptation, but deliver us from evil. For thine is the kingdom and the power and the glory forever and ever. Amen. I invite you to join me for the responsive reading that is printed in your bulletin. Psalm 8 is found in Voices United as well, if you would rather read it from there. How glorious is God's name. O God, our God, how glorious is your name in all the earth. From the lips of infants and children, your praises reach up to heaven.
You have set up a stronghold against your foes to quell the enemy and the avenger.
When I look to the heavens, the work of your fingers, the moon and the stars you have set in their places.
What are we mortals that you should be mindful of us, mere human beings that you should care for us?
You have made us little less than divine and crowned us with glory and honor.
You have made us rulers over all your creation and put all things under our feet.
All sheep and cattle, all creatures of the wild.
The birds of the air and the fish in the sea and all that make their way through the waters.
The word of God for the people of God. Now, when we were planning this service, I had hoped that I would have my family here too, but my daughter, the teacher, is home busily finishing up report cards. So I am reading this on her behalf out of one of her favorite Bibles, one written by Ralph Milton. This is John 3, 1 to 17. Nicodemus was an important man. Late one night when it was very dark, he came to see Jesus. Nicodemus had heard stories about things Jesus had said and done. Nicodemus wanted his visit to be a secret. He was afraid people might laugh at him. "Teacher," Nicodemus said to Jesus, "we know that God has sent you. Nobody could do all those wonderful things unless God had sent them." Jesus looked right at Nicodemus. "Listen to me," he said. "If you really want to grow in God's way, you must be born again." "But I'm grown up," said Nicodemus. "I can't go back into my mother's tummy and be born again." "That's not what I meant," said Jesus. "You must become a new person. You must let God's Spirit get inside of you. Don't be surprised when I say that you must be born again. When people are growing in God's way, they feel brand new, like a tiny baby." Nicodemus looked puzzled. Sometimes it was hard to understand what Jesus meant. "God's Spirit is like the wind," said Jesus. "You can't see it, but you can see the things the wind does. You won't look any different if you let God's Spirit grow inside you, but you will feel different, and you will care much more about people." Poor Nicodemus. He tried hard to understand. "Think of God another way," said Jesus. "Think about God as light. When the light of God shines on things, you can see them in a new way." "Some people don't like that. They like it better when no one sees the ugly things we do. But if you want to grow in God's way, God's light helps you see. You can clear out the ugly things in your life and bring in things that are clean and bright." "I get it," said Nicodemus. "When I'm growing in God's way, I'm clean and bright deep inside, and nobody knows but me. Jesus smiled. God knows, he said, and others will know because you will be a new kind of person. May we all become a new kind of person. May we all let God's light shine in and through us, and may we let the wind of the Spirit blow where God's will blow it. Let us sing together.
Gloria, Gloria, in excelsis Deo. Gloria, Gloria, Alleluia, Alleluia. Gloria, Gloria, in excelsis Deo. Gloria, Gloria, Alleluia, Alleluia.
Thank you, Edith. That's what it's all about. Today we celebrate the Trinity, God in three persons and one being. God is one, yet three. The Father is not the Spirit or the Son. The Son is not the Father or the Spirit. The Spirit is not the Father or the Son. But the Father, Son, and Spirit are all in God, and God is one. So, 1 plus 1 plus 1 equals 1. Simple, right? The Trinity stands as a central in the doctrines of our faith. It is not something that we find easy to explain, sometimes impossible to understand, but still it is something that we are encouraged to believe. We baptize in the name of the Father, Son, and Holy Spirit, and we invite members into our denomination with similar words. Over the years, in our quest to be more inclusive, the words have expanded as we have stretched in our comprehension, but the Trinity is still one God, three persons, three parts. It is indeed a mystery. It would seem, as Richard Rohr says in his book, The Divine Dance, that our speaking of God is a search for similes, analogies, and metaphors. All theological language is an approximation offered tentatively in holy awe. That's the best human language can achieve. We can say it's like, it's similar to, but we can never say it is, because we are in the realm of beyond, of transcendence, of mystery, and we must, absolutely must, maintain a fundamental humility before the great mystery. If we do not, religion worships itself and its formulations and not God. End of quote. Whatever is going on in God is a flow, a radical relatedness, a perfect communion between three, a circle dance of love. And God is not just a dancer. God is the dance itself. God is the ultimate participant in everything, both the good and the painful. Now, I have a great love of Celtic spirituality, and in my Celtic studies, it tells me that God does not watch life happen from afar, but rather God is inherent in life itself, the life force in everything, the life force between each and every object. This way sees God not only as larger than description, but totally inclusive. This is the God whom we have named Trinity, the God who flows through everything without exception, and who has done so since the beginning. This is the God who invites you to live with God everywhere and in everything. This is the God that Marcus Borg describes as all that you can imagine and more. He calls God the more. This is a God who is as close as the breath that we breathe in and that gives us life. This is the God who holds us in love. Sometimes in the United Church, we are uncomfortable talking about the Spirit. Pentecost can become too otherworldly for us, and we shy away from this part of the mystery. Well, over the years, it sometimes seems as if the Christian Church has moved away from the middle part of the Trinity as well. Sometimes it appears as if we are seeking a spirituality that avoids Jesus. Again, I go back to my study of the Celts like Columba. For the Celts, Jesus stood at the heart of their faith. St. Martin's cross, erected on Iona around the 11th century, cradles the Christ child within a distinctive circle at the center of the cross. Prayers gathered from Highland sources during the 19th century call on Jesus as companion in cottage and field. Son of Mary, born for us. The Iona community, of which musician and preacher John Bell is a part, expresses its Christian faith with a similar emphasis on God's incarnation in Jesus Christ, God who walks the road of our world's suffering with us, our companion, our guide, our measure of how to live. God's grace is poured out in and through Christ. But that grace, that knowledge of God's love as seen through Jesus, calls out a response from us. It calls us as disciples to make this a better world, to be like Christ to others, and to see Christ in the faces of those we meet. Roman Catholic priest Henry Nouwen writes, "I am deeply convinced that Jesus is completely unique in the world as the full revelation of God's life. But I also believe that many people come to Jesus even when they have never known Christ or had the opportunity to accept him. The final judgment, as Jesus says, is not based on whether or not they have known Jesus, but whether or not the people have cared for those who are hungry, naked, prisoners, all the people in need." The Jesus part of the divine dance of Trinity is the action of the dance, the steps we are invited to take this a better world. The Iona community offers their Celtic rune of hospitality for our pondering as we think of God's grace through the person of Jesus. "I saw a stranger at Yestreen. I put food in the eating place, drink in the drinking place, music in the listening place, and in the sacred name of the triune, he blessed myself and my house, my cattle and my dear ones. And the lark said in her song, often, often, often goes the Christ in the stranger's guise." So, on to the Spirit, the third part of the Trinity, the gift that Jesus told his disciples that God would give them, and in turn, to us, to always be there. If God the Father is love, and God the Son is grace, then God the Holy Spirit is wonder. I love the Song of Faith, the last creed that the United Church crafted. I used it earlier in worship in the opening phrases. These are the lines that describe this wonder-filled third person. We sing of God, the Spirit, faithful and untamable, who is creatively and redemptively active in the world. The Spirit challenges us to celebrate the holy, not only in what is familiar, but also in what seems foreign. We sing of the Spirit, who speaks our prayers of deepest longing and enfolds our concerns and confessions, transforming us and the world. This awe-inspiring part of the Trinity fills us with wonder, and not just a little trepidation, for the Spirit sees our gifts and calls us to live them out each day. The Spirit calls us to change, to transform, to be all that we were meant to be. Okay. By now you're wondering why I have not mentioned the title at least once. But as I have in most other reflections so far, does anyone recognize where these words, that's what it's all about, comes from? Know where that little phrase comes from? He's going to play it. That's what it's all about? Oh, come on, guys. That's it, the hokey pokey. Here we have been talking about the Trinity in terms suggested by Richard Rohr as the divine dance of God. Now, who would have thought that silly little song, the hokey pokey, that all children seem to play at one time or another, could be viewed as making a really good theological point. So let's look at the words. You put your right foot in, you take your right foot out, you put your right foot in, and you shake it all about. You do the hokey pokey, and you turn yourself around. That's what it's all about. Now, this continues all the way through the song, until the very end, when the song asks you to put your whole self in. So, what if this is exactly what the message of Trinity Sunday is? What if the message is to put your whole self into the divine dance? God reaches out a hand and invites us into this dance of love, of grace, of wonder. It's not whether we understand it or not. It's whether we join the heavenly dance and move with God. In the end, It's about accepting God's invitation into the dance, into relationship, and putting our whole selves in. That's what it's all about. From what we have been blessed with, we are invited to give back through our morning offering. Let us pray. On this Trinity Sunday, as we celebrate 100 years of being the United Church of Canada, we come before you, Holy God, to offer our praise and adoration along with our gifts. You are God the Creator, giving us richly all things to enjoy. You are Christ, teacher and guide, the Word made flesh to set us free. You are the Spirit of truth and love willing to dwell in us. You are holy and blessed, one God, eternal Trinity. We, the people formed in your image, offer these gifts to the work and world your love brings to life. Amen. Would you please join me for the prayers of the people, which again are in unison? Let us pray. Holy One, we are your church, your people gathered. Since the beginning, you have been with us in the dry and desert-like moments when death surround us. You teach us that we need you and to trust in you. When these truths have been remembered, your people have flourished. We have been together as the United Church of Canada for 100 years. On this historic threshold, we remember yet again that we live and move and have our being in you. It is time to dance with the Holy Spirit as we move past this moment. Empower us, loving God, to live by your Spirit, unafraid of where she is taking us. Now is the time to dig deep in our faith, to dare to be your resurrection people, for Christ's way is our way. Let us be alive by your Spirit's power. Awaken us to your moving among us even now, as we can boldly follow you for tomorrow. In the name of the triune God, we pray. Amen. Our last hymn this morning has been written by one of our past moderators, Walter Farquharson. And many, many, many years ago, when I was here before, I stood in this very same place beside Walter, and we had a conversation one Sunday morning. So I am delighted that this is our last hymn for the day, Keith. And so if you turn in your bulletin, in your Voices United to 556, together we will sing, "Would You Bless Our Homes and Families."
Would you bless our homes and families, source of life who calls us here? In our world of stress and tension, teach us love that conquers fear. Help us learn to love each other with a love that constant stays. Teach us when we face our troubles, love's expressed in many ways. When our way is undemanding, let us use the time that's ours to delight in simple pleasures, sharing joys in gentle laughs. When our way is anxious walking and a heavy path we plod, teach us trust in one another and in you, our gracious God. From the homes in which we're nurtured, with a love that shapes us there, teach us, God, to claim us family, everyone whose life we share. And through all that life may offer, may we in your love remain. May the love we share in families be our life to praise your name. Let us reach beyond the boundaries of our daily thoughts and care, till the family you have chosen spills its love out everywhere. Help us learn to love each other with a love that constant stays. Teach us when we face our troubles, love's expressed in many ways.
On this Trinity Sunday, we have experienced God's love expressed in many ways. And so we say a very special thank you to Susan in the sound booth, to those of you who ushered this morning, and especially to Keith and to Melanie, and Araya and Edith. And now, go out into the world in peace. Have courage. Hold on to what is good. Strengthen the faint-hearted. Support the weak and help the suffering. Honor all people. Love and serve the Lord, rejoicing in the Holy Spirit. And may the blessing of God, the giver of every good and perfect gift, of Christ who summons us to service, and of the Holy Spirit who inspires generosity and love, be with us all. Amen.